Diane and Digit. According to animal classification, gorillas are among human beings' closest living relatives. Like us, they are intelligent, social creatures. Yet movies such as King Kong aroused people's darkest fears about these misunderstood animals. Diane Fossey changed all this by gathering empirical information that proved that they were gentle beings. Fossey first became interested in gorillas on a trip she took to an African jungle. She did not want to study gorillas while they were in the custody of zoos, but hoped instead to explore how they lived in nature. To do this, she tolerated the exclusion of her friends and family and set off to live in a mountain forest, knowing that the gorillas frequently flocked to the hills of the Congo and Rwanda to graze on native plants. And then she waited. Fossey soon discovered the gorillas. She tried to watch them as they would congregate, but they dispersed when they saw her. However, over time, these fascinating creatures became accustomed to her presence. They soon began to treat Fossey simply like another member of the family. Fossey's favorite was a baby named Digit, whom she nursed in 1967 when he injured his hand. For a time, Digit clung to her as if she were his mother. He grew up to be a strong alpha male, the king of his gorilla troop. Fossey believed that Digit was able to comprehend her love for him. When he was killed by hunters in 1977, her heart was broken. Fossey knew that gorillas were dying very quickly and might eventually become extinct, so she used her articulate voice to tell Digit's story to the world. Soon, every country was buzzing about his terrible end. Fossey created the Digit Fund in his memory. Gorilla hunters never lived in compliance with the laws. Fossey herself was killed in 1985 and was buried next to Digit. Scientists and park rangers still clash with hunters. But thanks to the efforts of Fossey, gorillas still live free in the wild. Her short life embodied great courage, curiosity, and integrity.